Well, what prompted the move from Michigan?
Well, this was his mother's home area, the reason he was born there. My grandfather was, I think, from Southern Illinois. Dixon, Illinois is where he was born and reared. And they just, like I said, this was an itinerant type of work. You know, you'd go to one paper and hold your promotion, and then you'd go on to the next. Mm-hmm. And so they traveled all mostly through the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. What about your father's schooling? How far along did he get?
Freshman year, University of Chicago. He finished that. Then the Depression caught him. He did some more work at East Texas State after World War II on the GI Bill. I think he had some credit hours floating around from the University of London when he was over there during World War II. Probably, you know, just about has a degree, you know, if he'd put it together. But what's the point?
Oh, he's been some couple of days good in Chicago.
Yeah.
Good reputation. What about your mother? Whereabouts was she born?
Blackwell, Oklahoma.
And she met your father?
In Blackwell, Oklahoma. His father was conducting a circulation promotion for her father.
I see. Has your mother been associated with the business, or?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, she is a business manager and bookkeeper.
Has she always been in the newspaper business?
Yes. She kept her father's books. Yes.
What about your mother's schooling?
I believe her BA is from University of Oklahoma. She did have some hours at Oklahoma State.
Are your grandparents still living?
I have one grandparent still alive, my father's mother.
Let's see. Well, tell me about her. Do you know where she was born?
I believe Port Huron, Michigan. Music, mainly. I believe she studied in some conservatories and this sort of thing.
Did she get private lessons or something like that? Or
rather hazy. I know she finished, you know, high school and this type of, of course, back before the turn of the century, you know, the educational opportunities for a woman were somewhat limited. She was very much interested in voice and music. She did have an excellent soprano, and I think at one time considered opera. But I think this was what most of her post high school study was involved in, was in the music field in the Chicago-Detroit area.
What I had in mind was something in terms of occupation. Would it be more correct to say that she was a housewife, perhaps?
No.
Or no. Would not?
It would not. She is downstairs right now, running the society section.
I see. This is a family endeavor.
Yes. My younger sister is selling advertising over there. And it is not through any pressure or intimidation from one part or the other. It's because we want to.
You got ink in the back.
Yeah, it's part of it.